Thoughts on 1 Peter. 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 23. Regeneration. Do I hear you say, well, you've spoken on regeneration in Peter already? Oh, so I have. But Peter keeps writing it. You must be born again, you see. It's such a vital doctrine. And it's part of Peter's argument here. You remember, he is calling his readers to progressive sanctification, the glorious hope that is laid up for them. This part they have, this experience of the great plan of God from election and past, through regeneration, the work of Christ in their salvation, leading to eternal glory and all the rest. And this is his argument. And you see the argument continues. Now that you've purified yourselves by obeying the truth, and so on. And then verse 23, for you have been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and enduring Word of God. Now, this is only a brief discourse. This verse merits much more attention than I'm able to give now. This man, now Peter, is dealing with the individual experience. For you have been born again. This has been your experience. This is the individual experience of the but now. That phrase which is so important in the New Testament, in the New Covenant, written at large in Romans and elsewhere. But now. Now, nearly always it speaks of the eschatological. Now, what do I mean by that? The scheme that God is working out, this move from the old covenant to the new covenant, this working out of the eternal plan of God. But now, until Christ, then Christ comes. But now, since Christ has come, and all the changes of that. But this time, the but now, this is what's here, is the individual. And this is the key. You have been born again, John 3, 3 to 8. Peter is already spoken of this, as I say, in verses 2 and 3, twice. Separation by the Spirit, there's regeneration, and born again, new life, brought into the life of the Spirit, by the Spirit of God. Now, you're born again here, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable, the Holy Spirit himself. Why does he say this here? Well, probably, in my opinion, he's writing to Jewish people who are converted, and he's reminding them, you've been regenerated, and it's nothing to do with your physical state as a Jew. John chapter 1, verses 11 to 13. Not the will of the Father, not the will of man, the will of God, the purpose of God. You've got all the family relationship, you Jews, but that's not it. Are you in Christ? Romans 9, the two seeds. Are you the seed of Christ, or are you simply the seed of the Jews? This is what Peter is saying here. And you have been born again through the living and enduring Word of God. Now, I don't think that is preaching there. I don't think that is scripture there. I think both play their part. I'm not saying otherwise. But I think this is the eternal edict and fiat of God. Let there be light. And there is light. James chapter 1 verse 18. The word of God. The command of God. God said, let him live. And he lives. I passed by you, Ezekiel 16, in the desert. And I said, live. And you lived. The dead bones live. Ezekiel 36, 37 and so on. This is what we're talking about. This decree of God, the powerful edict of God. A preach word, yes, but it's the power of God unto salvation. 1 Corinthians 1 and 2, the demonstration of the Spirit and power. There's so much more to say here. Believer, you have been born again. Unbeliever, you must be born again. I know I've nearly finished my time, but let me quote to you Samuel Medley's hymn on this theme. Assist my soul, my heavenly King, thine everlasting love to sing, and joyful spread thy praise abroad as one through grace that's born of God. No, it was not the will of man my soul's new heavenly birth began, nor will nor power of flesh and blood that turned my heart from sin to God. Herein let self be all abased, and sovereign love alone confessed. This be my song through all the road, that born I am and born of God. Oh, may this love my soul constrain to make returns of love again, that I, while earth is my abode, may live like one that's born of God. Ah, living. This is what Peter's on about here. Living like one born of God. May I thy praises daily show, who hath created all things new, and washed me in a Saviour's blood to prove that I'm a son of God. And when the appointed hour shall come, that thou wilt call me to my home, joyful I'll pass the chilling flood and die as one that's born of God. Then shall my soul triumphant rise to the blessed mansion in the skies, and in that glorious bright abode sing then as one that's born of God. When Christ returns, then we shall see all the glory that God has intended for us and experience it. You have been born again of that imperishable seed by the fiat of God. Let God be praised. And may many, many, even hear this feeble discourse, this tiny discourse, and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved.